USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
Taliban leaders declared Monday the war is over after taking control of Afghanistan. President Biden remained on vacation. Speaker Nancy Pelosi issued a statement on Saturday, quote, "The president is to be commended for the clarity of purpose of his statement on Afghanistan and the actions he has taken," end quote. Looking like the Vietnam withdrawal of 1975, a handful of people have been killed Monday at the airport trying to escape Afghanistan. The Biden administration says the intelligence community is to blame. Democrat representative from California, Jackie Speier, on CNN.
This is a crisis of untold proportions. This is an intelligence failure. We underestimated the Taliban and overestimated the resolve of the Afghan army.
The Taliban captured Bagram Air Base on Sunday and released thousands of prisoners, including many senior Al-Qaeda operatives. USA Radio News.
With raging wildfires and a busy hurricane and storm season, how do you keep your pets safe and sound? I'm Dr. Jose Arce, president of the American Veterinary Medical Association, with a few steps to help stay safe. In a nutshell, make a plan, build an emergency kit, and stay up to date on the latest news. For example, have an evacuation plan with a neighbor or friend, put together an emergency kit with several days' food, medicine, first aid, and grooming items, and tune into the latest news and weather so you know what's in store. It is important to make sure your pet has all their tags and IDs, and keep a recent photo of your pet on hand, just in case. Be sure to microchip your pet in the event you get separated, and check with your veterinarians for more information on how to prepare. Be sure to log on to avma.org for more valuable information about pets and disaster preparedness planning. That's avma.org.
Let's get a COVID-19 update with Dan Araki.
The spread of the Delta variant has led to a rise in COVID cases in the U.S. The country is averaging about 129,000 new cases per day over the last 7 days. Dr. Michael Osterholm believes the current pace could be sustained for at least another month. The director of the Center for Infectious Disease Research and Policy tells NBC News how the current uptick is spreading from its beginnings in the South.
We're now seeing in the Southeast, Georgia, South Carolina, North Carolina, Kentucky, Tennessee, Southern Illinois all start to take off. We're seeing in the Northwest in states like Oregon and Washington. We're even seeing in the Midwest increases. So even if this increase that we're seeing in the Southern Sunbelt states, which has been dramatic, we're at 83,000 hospitalizations today. A month ago, we were at about 25,000. So it gives you a sense of what's happened just in the last month. And if these other states take off, then I think this surge could sustain itself for at least another 4 to 6 weeks.
USA Radio News.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, and I want to tell you that arthritis is not a genetic thing. It's not a disease of aging. Neither is osteoporosis. Get a hold of my book. It's All in Your Head. It goes into the 25 different diseases you get when you have osteoporosis of the skull. These are all reversible. You take the Healthy Bone and Joint Pack, the MSM, vitamin D3, stay away from all the bad foods, including gluten, and guess what? You'll regrow all your bones, including your skull and your legs and your hips and everything else. Contact us at usaradiohealth.com. That's usaradiohealth.com.
As President Biden's open border policy at the U.S.-Mexico border continues to allow an estimated 1 million illegal immigrants into the United States, many infected with the coronavirus, Border Patrol agents are now being shot at. Former ICE Director Tom Homan on Fox News says the threats at the border will continue.
No, it actually happens more than we realize. And I actually patrolled that area back in 84 to 88, the Old Tide Mountain area. I was a Border Patrol agent in that same area, so I'm very familiar with the area. I was actually involved in the shooting way back then, right in that general area near Tecate. But that area is known for high trafficking. It's high human trafficking, high alien smuggling, and high drug smuggling. And what's happening right now, the cartels know that the Border Patrol is overwhelmed. They know backup is miles away because half the Border Patrol is processing family units and children. And they're smuggling a lot of drugs in the United States right now because they know half the Border Patrol is off the line. That's why we have over 90,000 fentanyl overdoses already this year. So they've been emboldened, and they're making a lot of money, and they're willing to take the risk and take on law enforcement because of the money they're making. But I'll say this, they're cowards because they more likely shoot from Mexico where they're protected by corrupt, you know, law enforcement, corrupt military, rather than shooting, standing in the United States because they'll be prosecuted to the fullest extent of law in this country. It's unfortunate that I think it's going to happen more as they've been emboldened and they're moving more drugs. There's more incidents like this will occur.
I'm Lance Pry, USA Radio News.